I think tonight you saw a team that's really improved from the start of the season to the end of the season. I think Philadelphia is growing and improving in their defense, and they did a lot of things that made it difficult for us tonight. So I think credit to them and their players. And it was for our group to find a way. I think we went down two in the fourth quarter late, and different people's made some big shots. You know, Al's been great at the end of the quarters, end of games. But Dennis to hit a big shot. Finding different ways to win, different players stepping up each night against a very good defensive team. We're going to have to play a lot better going forward.
Can you talk about that Dennis three a little bit? Was that an OVS type moment?
No, as a staff and as a group, we know how important shooting is. We know how important confidence is. And he works hard. He works every day. And, I'm on him a lot to attack. I'm on him to get to the paint. I'm on him to collapse the defense. I'm on him to find his open teammates. But we believe when you're open, you need to take what the game gives you. And he's going to grow, and he's going to hit big shots for us going forward. And we're very confident in him.
They got back in it. Primarily because of the three-pointers that they started hitting, especially in the third quarter. Were they just getting you out of rotations?
I wouldn't say they were getting us out of rotations. And, they're a team that's very, very efficient in the paint. They're a team that, I think they're second in the league percentage of points for their team that come in the paint. So the emphasis was to try and take that away. And tonight they made us pay for it. And they made a lot of shots, and it's a credit to them. And Jeremy Grant, I think, hit three or four, and Bob Mute hit a couple. And that's when they got people that can collapse you and get to the paint, and then people are making shots around it. It was more what they were doing. I wouldn't say we were necessarily out of rotation, but they did some good things.
How'd you feel overall? Being the 14 three-pointers were their most all season, but you still held them to 38% shooting. So really good defense.
Yeah, no, I think the threes, like I said, I think they're improving. It's a credit to their guys that they stepped up and made the shots. It hasn't been what they've been doing all year, and we want to get better. I mean, we've done a good job of probably contesting and making threes difficult, but teams are getting a lot of threes on us, and we'd like that to go down. But I think, to hold them to 38%, that's a good place, but the 40% from the three-point line just need to be better.
What changes for you when you go with that lineup you had down the stretch when you have Dennis Ham on the ball, Jeff out there as well, you move Kyle to the three? What can you do, or what do you need to do differently offensively and defensively in that situation?
Well, it gives us probably someone that is more comfortable, more accustomed to playing more pick and roll, so we kind of have multiple pick and roll behind. There's guys that are used to handling and getting to the paint and finding guys. And so, I think hopefully we should actually operate in a pretty efficient way. I don't think offensively we were very sharp tonight. I don't think we moved and didn't move the ball and didn't move people and got a little stagnant. And, maybe that's because we had two pick and roll guys out there, and both of them maybe. And as a group, we may have just counted on them a little too much instead of, moving and cutting and screening. And I thought we were a little bit stagnant, but we're hopeful that group can be very good because there's multiple pick and roll players out there.
It did seem like throughout the game there were a lot more ISO type plays than we're accustomed to seeing from you. Did you find that?
Yeah, I think that's fairly accurate. I think part of it was, their defense put us in some difficult positions. And I think we just, we weren't committed probably enough to moving the ball and going side to side and moving it a little bit before we play pick and roll. And I think I could be better. We could all probably be better tonight. It wasn't a sharp night for us offensively.
You mentioned Al in your opening statement. When it came to every defensive rebound or that offensive rebound, it seemed like he came up with every key play. Was there ever an emphasis to start getting him the ball more in that fourth quarter? Offensively?
No, I do think Al made a lot of big plays. When the game got tight, he was, defensively at the rim and then on the boards. And he and Paul both can be really, really efficient in the pick and roll situation. And him and Jeff have a good, kind of working relationship. And but it's great to have kind of multiple guys that you could put in that position and hopefully give ourselves the best chance to have success at the end of games.
If you look at the pick and roll maybe not working as well as you would like tonight, how much of that's attributable to something Billy was doing, and how much of it's attributable perhaps to you saying maybe we didn't commit enough to moving the ball?
I think it's probably both. I think their defense was very good, and I think they've been a good defensive team really most of the year. They're kind of long at every position, especially kind of their wings and Michael Carter Williams at the point guard. And I think we participated in probably not being as good as we'd like to be every night.
Coach, would you make a Brandon Brand's performance 10 minutes, 5 rebounds, but his charges were probably as good as his rebounds?
Yeah, his charges, I think it's just, it's so great to have somebody come in and, make that kind of sacrifice and be willing to step in and take one. And your body takes a pounding when you take 3 charges in a game, and he's committed to it, and he makes lots of little plays like that, and he gives us a physical presence, his leadership. He's invaluable to us.